Okay. All right. Welcome another time. Anyway, those of you live listening to this, welcome to Pride 48. It is quite an interesting adventure. I guess, you know, a lot of us podcasters do stuff like that, but we never really do it live. So it's a little bit nerve-wracking, even for, as the David was saying on his part of the programming, that I've been podcasting for a while. Yes, but I don't do live show like that very often. And what I do, oh, I just said do. And when I do say, when I do a live show, it is a lot of music and there's, you know, free flowing and no time limitation. And oh gosh, talking about time limitation, I better set myself a timer so I don't continue talking for the next 2 hours. But anyway, very quickly, I'm going to, I see that there's already a listener trying to call in already. I will be taking phone calls, so don't worry, I will be taking phone calls, but I'm going to leave that for the after the maybe 30 minutes, because I'm going to start talking and chatting with my co-host that I have all the way back in Malaysia. Well, back meaning because I'm originally from Malaysia. Maybe I should do a little bit of introduction, because not all of you are familiar with my program. I am I have a podcast called Online, onlinepodcast.com, and I am originally born in Malaysia. I actually grew up in Malaysia, and I came here when I was in my early 20s, 21, barely 21, and came over here for school and ended up finding a job, staying here. My whole coming out process mostly is in America, which is another reason why I am so excited about doing conversations and doing programs, doing shows, especially in online, about being gay in Malaysia. I have my whole struggle process. Some of you lucky ones will not have to go through this, but hopefully, hopefully you don't have to go through this, but if you do go through that, you will probably be able to recognize the struggle that you have had gone through, which is totally a perfect time for us to talk about this, because Monday being the 40th anniversary of the Stonewall riot or the Stonewall Revolution. And I'm sure you have heard many times already this current programming since yesterday about Stonewall. Just a brief history is, gay people are cannot come out, just be who they are. They have to hide. Not only is it a social stigma where people will look at you weird, like, oh my God, he's gay. Oh my God, disgusting. Not only that, the government is actually doing things like raided all the gay bars, and it is a crime. So why is this related to my guest that I'll be bringing to the show, and how is this related to our current atmosphere being gay in Malaysia? Well, essentially, we are still pre-1969 in Malaysia, in which means, yeah, gay bars get raided all the time. And so right now, I want to invite you to my co-host, and he will be representing views and opinions and stuff like that that I am lacking of, because I'm here in America. So it's quite difficult. I can relate to you via my experience growing up in Malaysia, but I cannot tell you exactly what the struggles are currently in the country. So what I'll do is... what is it? Oh, okay. Anyway, Jesus. So I'm gonna welcome my guest, and welcome Galazimo. I have to think really hard. Anyway, welcome and good morning to all the listeners. This is my co-host Galazimo. Hello, Galazimo. Welcome.
Hi. Have you switched on my mic?
Yes, yes. I asked Gala Zemo to ask me if I switched on the microphone because, you know, I always do this. There are just too many things to control. You know, there are too many buttons to click and knobs to turn. Please. And so, welcome, Gala Zemo.
Yeah. And I would like to thank you because giving me a chance for speaking in your show.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I always love for you to do that. Now, let me just give a little bit of a background for why I'm so appreciative of people joining me for the programming. First of all, being gay is not very easy in Malaysia. Still, like I said, in Malaysia, the atmosphere is just like pre-Stonewall. And kind of like an ironic coincidence or whatever. It's an ironic situation that we're actually having the show. However, no matter how ironic it is, we still need to talk about it because hopefully the day of liberation would come to Malaysia as well. Now, second thing is, Gala Zemo is also very generous in volunteering to doing this because English may not be the most comfortable language for him. I guess English is. It's just the fact that speaking like an American, like, we call it what? Like, let's know, we call this American slang, which means the American accent is a little bit uncomfortable for us. Now, the reason why I can try to assimilate that sound is because I've been living here for a while, and I do live with an American for the last 10 years, and so it is a little bit more helpful. Now, every now and then, I just want to warn you that I will switch back, because I want to know now from the chat room, if you're listening to the live stream right now, and if you're not participating in the chat room, there are two ways that you can do that. One is to just simply click on the... I just say on. One thing is to just simply click on the chat link up on top of the top bar, click on the chat, and then join the chat room, and then carry on the conversation with us there. Or if you are listening to this, say, on your iPod or from your iPhone, and you cannot, or BlackBerry for that matter, and you cannot get into the chat room, then what you need to do is send a message with the on Twitter. Send a message either directly to me at John Ong, or you can send a message and then put a hashtag, which is a little hash sign, hash mark, or pound, as we call it in America. The hash sign, hash mark, and then followed by Pride 48, all one word. And then I should be able to get that. So, okay, if you want to participate, two ways, either through Twitter directly to me, or you can at John Ong, or you can put a hashtag, hash Pride 48. So let me turn the microphone over to Gala Zemo a little bit and find out a little bit more about him. But in the meantime, if you're in the chat room while Gala Zemo is talking a little bit about himself, if you are... I hope I'm not too loud. Am I too loud? I hope I am not too loud. Let me check on my level first. Testing 1, 2, 3. Okay, I think I'm okay. Anyway, let's have Gala Zemo talk about himself while in the chat room. If you are listening from Malaysia or from outside the United States, can you please identify yourself in the chat room? Go ahead. Now we'll have Gala Zemo talk a little bit about himself. So Gala Zemo, tell us a little bit about yourself. Yeah, tell me. Yeah.
Okay, so what do you want to know about me?
How old are you?
Okay, I'm 27 this year. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I'm being a gay since... No, I'm being a PLU.
Okay, good.
PLU, okay, since I was...
We will explain, right? We will explain later.
Yeah. Since I was standard 2, primary.
You knew it that young?
Yes, because
I
found
that... ask you.
Yeah, because I found that I like guys and I like to watch a handsome guy, you know. So from there, I started to know that I think I am abnormal at that time, you know.
Right.
So later, I having sex with a friend.
Oh my gosh! What, when you were two? When you were in standard two?
Yes, because my friend is... My friend was standard 6.
Oh, wow. You are so way ahead of me, girl. You are so way ahead of me. Anyway, so go on.
And since then, I think I'm a gay. I know that I'm a gay since I was in secondary school. That time, I can accept that myself is a gay, and but I have to hide myself. You know, in Malaysia, I am quite sissy actually.
Well, okay, so you're a little bit sissy. Yeah, you know, okay. A little swishy, a little sissy, yeah. Kind of like me, with attitude, but, girl. Uh-huh.
But you know, in Malaysian, and especially you are studying in secondary school, most of the guys, straight guys, they will laugh at you, and they will say that like 69 in Hokkien.
Uh-huh. Lakau ah. Lakau. Okay.
So I have to hide myself, and until I was in.
You mean even when you were in standard 2, they call you 69.
They call me Apon, no?
Apon, okay, Apon. Okay, and we'll talk about all these terminologies. And the reason is because, obviously, growing up in a different culture, in a different country, there are, you know, terms. I think the closest thing that I can think of for Apon is probably like a derogative term of saying something like faggot. I think it's equivalent to that. So, yeah. So yeah, they call you Apon. And the funny thing is, don't you think, though, Galazimo, is that it's kind of funny that people pick it up. I mean, you know, you and I are not like the most passing straight people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But people know. Okay, go on and tell us your story.
Okay, then I start meeting people. After I come out from secondary school.
Oh, okay. So you're going into your
college.
Oh, okay. Okay. Go ahead.
So I meet a lot of people and having. I think that time I was quite slut. I think.
I
don't know. I don't know how to describe myself. Okay.
So I think I think everybody goes through that period. It is the slutty period where you are. Exploring, sex.
Mm-hmm,
we'll talk a little bit every more night about sex also here later in the next 2 hours.
So I came across with many people.
A lot of one-night stands.
And then a few races of like Malay, Indian, Chinese, white guys.
Ooh, that is kind of delicious, doesn't it? That sounds like rojak. Ooh, rojak, got heko, got bangguang.
And then, I even get a free ticket to England, you know.
Ayo! Ayo, I want also don't have. You know, I'm going to form one of my listeners. And of course, I'm chatting with another a Malaysian. So, you know, if I slip into my Malaysian tongue, I'll try to pull back. But I like that whole thing. I said, ayo, and all that. Okay, anyway. So your experience was that. And I'll come back to you a little bit more. But do you have a website that you might possibly want to talk about? A Chinese blog or something?
It is in Chinese.
That's okay. I will ask how many people in the chat room. I only saw one person responded to my question. I saw the obviously question?
Because I can't log in into the
chat room. Why can't you log in?
I don't know.
Do you want to go? Why don't you go? Don't you have a second computer that you can get on?
No, I have a second notebook, but it says that I can't log in because I didn't
have your cookies
download.
Turn on?
Yeah, I don't have.
Oh, there is an instruction on how to do it, but I wish I remember. I don't. What about your what about this computer that you're doing right now?
Also cannot.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry. I wish I know. Maybe I'll send you an email. Never mind. Don't worry about it. I'll take a look at it myself. I know Captain Kiwi is from New Zealand. I do know Vincent is from Malaysia, and a few other people. I don't know. Maybe I just have more American listeners than I was expecting. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's more people now. Anyway, hi to all of you in the chat room. And if I miss your message, please type it again, because, you know, I get distracted when I look at the chat room. You know what I mean, girl? Did someone say cookies? Mikey Potts, did someone say cookies? Yes, I just did, girl. Anyway, oh, use Firefox, Walt, Vincent says. Do you have Firefox?
Yes, I have.
Luo Hui Holly. Hui Holly.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Oh, hello, that. Moose P. Moose P said the U.S. loves the John. Thank you. American by way of New Zealand. So Captain Kiwi must be Amarins. Is that you, Amarins podcast? Well, we'll see. And La 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 Lauren also is here. Oh my gosh, all the fellow podcasters. Anyway, so if you have Firefox, you can download Firefox. I hope it doesn't mess up our... do you already have that installed? Galazimo?
Yes, I have.
Oh, okay, good. Try that and see if that will work. But in the meantime, while you're doing that, we have several... Well, I and myself and Galazimo talked about this before the program started and came up with a few topics that we would like to talk. However, if you want to join and participate in this conversation with us, you can actually do so. If you want to add me to your Skype, if you have Skype, you can add me to Skype. And if you are in Malaysia and if you want to... you know, I tried to advertise this... Oh, Jesus, what was that? Anyway, I tried to advertise this on several other websites that I'm involved with, like, you know, PenangHokkien.com and also DingTheBell.com. But mainly the gay website that I'm participating in is TiltedWorld.org. TiltedWorld.org is a gay blog that I help start it because, you know, I'm providing the hosting and the website for them. And so I don't write that much, but it is actually a great site. I've learned a lot about Malaysia as well as other the topics and issues directly from TiltedWorld.org. So if you are listening to us from TiltedWorld.org because you're reading TiltedWorld.org and then you saw the featured article about today, Pride 48, what you can do is if you want to join in this conversation and if you do not have Skype, and I do understand some Malaysians about the whole, you know, the stupid jarring thing, that the connection is really bad, you can send me a private message in the chat room. If you click on my name on the right-hand side, you see that little gold badge next to my name. Click on that, my name, and then select private message. You will be able to send me a message. If you want me to call you, I'll be happy to call you, and I'll be happy to pay for the long distance. If you give me a phone number, I'll be able to call you as well. However, if you do have Skype and if you want to join in our conversations, either as, you know, giving us questions or giving your feedback, especially if you're from Malaysia or not, you can do so by adding me, and my username is John Ong. Simple, J-O-H-N-O-N-G, John Ong. Add me to it, and then send me a text. Don't call me yet. Send me a text, and then I will call you. Oh my gosh. And then for those of you who want to already are on my list and want to chat with me, or I may force you to chat with me, I will also call you. We will try to do that at the half hour point, so around 7:30 Central Time, or, well, what, 8:30 in Malaysian time, is that correct? Like a half hour from the top of the hour would be 8:30 in there, or it's also 8:30 in the morning, Eastern time. So, who said Captain Kiwi said Galama, our dust too. What are you guys talking about? Our dust too? I'm trying to catch up. Maybe I shouldn't. Anyway, okay, so if you want to chat at me to your Skype list and send me a message that you want to chat with us. Galazimo, are you back?
Yes.
Okay, so now one thing that I want to discuss with you, being a Malaysian, is what is it like being gay in Malaysia, or in Asia in general?
I think in Malaysia, most of us, we are trying to hide ourselves. This is something that really hard for us. You know, you are not going to tell people that, oh, I'm a gay, so easily, because for Malaysian, they are still really conservative. So, yeah, so it is very difficult for us. And then for you know, like going for clubbing, even there is no any gay club in Penang, you know. Mm-hmm. But in KL, there are some. But
that's Kuala Lumpur. That's our capital.
Yeah. But it usually it can't stay for too long, you know. The club maybe for 10 years and then it will close.
Oh, 10 years, yeah. That's actually quite long. But I was thinking like several months. Here's the thing, uh-huh. We were celebrating Stonewall Revolution on Monday, 40th anniversary of the Stonewall Revolution, which is exactly what's going on in Malaysia right now. Oh, not the revolution itself, we're still pre the revolution. So what is it like now? Because I have not been there myself. I want to just understand a little bit before we get into the whole rating of the gay bars and all that and bathhouses, okay. Right? Like saunas and stuff. The police go there and
yeah.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
Now the situation that I think is still the same.
Uh huh.
You are not going to yell at people that oh I'm a gay like that because still they still can't accept even, you know. But
except for me,
as I know. As I know, the number of gay in Malaysia is increasing, actually.
Increase? Well, you mean the amount now of gay who are open, like a little bit more open?
No, I mean the number of gay
who are increasing. Out or who are...
Huh? No, they are still like hiding themselves.
Okay, but between you, I mean, among yourselves, we talk about PLU, so we'll explain a little bit about PLU. Do you want to explain for us what PLU means?
PLU means people like us.
Okay, people
that
like
is something
us.
Like yeah, people like us.
And so you're saying which between means, all the PLUs, you see more PLUs now because meaning they may not be openly gay to the public, but they are openly, I mean, at least they are identifying as gay themselves. It may not be public, but between all the PLUs, they are out to each other that way.
Maybe you're from chat room.
Why do you think
you can find?
Why do you think that is the case? Why do you think there's more PLUs identifying as PLU more and more these days? Do you know why?
Usually they are youngsters. I think most of them they are open-minded.
New generation.
Yeah, new generation. So maybe if like what you are saying just now, we need a revolution or something. I don't think it can be happened within these few years. Maybe you must wait for the new generation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So maybe for another 20 or 30 years.
Mm-hmm. And I know for some American, that's like a shocking thing because we have gone so far and then yet we are still not quite there yet. You know, we don't have the same rights as all our straight counterparts. Go ahead.
No, I have to say like, okay, being a gay in Malaysia is just like, you know, it's just like really a wrong thing, you know, it's a fault, you know, making like being a gay is like illegal, you know,
right.
In Malaysia.
It is illegal. Well, in a way.
Because
go ahead.
Yeah. But you see, like in Hong Kong, because I know some of my friends from Hong Kong, actually gay is not like illegal and they even having sex with guys. Having sex with guys.
Now I know
that
I
is
know
not
that,
illegal. Yeah,
I know that it anal sex and actually many sorts of they call it sexual deviant. I think oral sex would be included is considered illegal. I'm not very familiar with it. I'm not sure if Galazimo is about you know what the law is in Malaysia, but I do know that
it is illegal in Malaysia.
So let's say if you do that in your own private home, does it matter?
Unless there's someone record the
like a maybe like evidence if there's evidence
if there is a evidence
so yeah. you cannot go and have sex and post it online XTube or whatever.
who dares to do that?
Oh no, I've seen some guys doing that.
Malaysia?
Yeah.
Where they put?
Of course, never put their face lah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But
I saw Vincent say that he loves. So do I.
But here's the thing, though. Let's bring it back to just us, you know, just the PLUs. How do you identify yourself among each other? How do you say, hey, I'm PLU? Don't you think other people know the term PLU now?
I think most of the gays in Malaysia, they know PLU. What's the meaning of that? So when you ask people that, okay, are you a PLU? Then if he answer, maybe he said he doesn't know what do you mean?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Then you will know that maybe he's a straight.
Okay, maybe. He might just be a blur PLU, right?
Okay, yeah. Maybe he's still new?
Yeah, maybe he's still new. Mm-hmm. And then let's say if they say yes, then you're right. What if, do you think there are people who would pretend to say, okay, I'm a PLU, and then like beat you up? Hit you. Psh, 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 psh. Do you think they're gay bashing like that? You know, like if somebody pretend to be gay and then like hit you.
Oh, pretend to be gay.
Uh-huh.
I've never seen before.
Okay.
I've never seen before. But I have never seen before.
That's good. I mean, at least, it's probably, I don't know.
I don't think people will pretend themselves a gay lah, because for the straight in Malaysia, most of them they so hate, you know, like they don't
hateful,
like
yeah.
So I don't think they will pretend themselves lah.
But some people like do that because they want to like sialu, you know, like lure you into this trap
people,
and then yeah, huh?
Okay.
Like pretend like say, I'm gay. And then they hit you like that. Because I don't know about the level of gay bashing, but I think it's still okay since I haven't heard much. It might be okay. I shouldn't say it. I think it's still. I hope it is. But I think as far as violence against the GLBT community, I think the T is the problem. Not the problem. But they get the largest of the issue here. The transgender peers of ours, because in a way they are more daring, you know. The transgender people are, you know, they gay people. You, like you said, like all of us, the PLUs, we have codes. We have we can try to live our lives, even though somebody may call you like a bon or whatever. You can still you can still carry on, you know, most part of your lives as just, you know, somebody that does not have to identify their sexual orientation. However, our transgender sisters and brothers would, you know, be so far ahead because they are the ones who are living their lives as who they are inside rather than what's matching on the outside. So you see, you know, transgender, the pre or post-op transgender person. And I, like I said, I've said many times, I do have an aunt who is a transgendered male to female, and I live my life knowing that is I shouldn't say okay, because I do hear bad things from other relatives in the family. I'm quite lucky to have parents who are quite accepting. They do not hide the fact that my aunt is you know, a biological woman, but they told us that, you know, she used to be a man and now she is a woman. And so it's kind of like almost casual. So, but we all know because she's very tall. She's very tall, and she looks good, but she's very tall and unusually, you know, big structured. So anyway, Marco Channing is saying the PLU used to be in the retail world price lookup. Check price. Maybe we should do a barcode t-shirt and it says PLU. Do a little barcode and it says PLU. That would be kind of nice. Okay. So, okay. Let's say now talk about growing up, Kalazimo. What about growing up for you? How is it like growing up? You told me that you actually discovered your homosexuality pretty early in your childhood. What is it like? Did you have, how did you feel like, oh my gosh, that is, you told me, right? You told me that you felt wrong. Did you feel wrong? Did you feel guilty when you found out?
About your
attraction to men.
No, you know, there is an incident. I told my friend, a girl, that I like a guy in my class. That time I was standard six.
Okay.
And happened that she go and she told other people.
Ah.
So
now when you were telling her because she was close to you?
Yeah. But I never expect that she go and tell other people.
Okay.
Yeah. So so many of them they said that I am abnormal.
Okay.
So that time I feel that okay, why
are you different? Yeah.
Why I'm so different and yeah.
And what about at home? Do you have any pressure at home growing up already as
because I'm only child at home. Yeah, so I don't feel anything.
Oh, okay. So it's not like so really the pressure really comes from your schoolmates. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
So the pressure is coming from the society. So when you first realize about your homosexuality, did you feel like the first time you told me in standard two you saw a guy, and that was this other classmates or your teacher, or do you remember?
My neighbor.
Your neighbor. Now, is he older or is he younger? Same age.
He was standard six that time.
Oh, okay. Is he the one that you had sex with the first time?
Yeah. Wow.
So your gaydar is on, girl. Your gaydar is on. My neighbor. Okay, go ahead.
Hey,
sorry.
When I was in standard four, I'm having sex with my cousin.
Oh my gosh, you were so open.
Yeah.
I kind of wish that I had that more of that experience then, Anyway, let's move on. My problem with my own struggle with homosexuality is another topic by its own self. You can listen to that on online.podcast.com. Yes, what were you saying?
No. Maybe that time, all of us, like, okay, when you are in year four or standard four or standard six, you will feel like, okay.
Oh, curious. Like you want to explore.
You were curious. Yeah. So we're having sex with guys.
Like, okay, when you say sex, what do you mean? Like, what exactly you do?
Oral sex.
Okay. Can you get a hard on? Can you get a boner? Can you get a hard on? I mean, sexual hard on when you were that young? Do you remember when you were 8 years old?
Ajay, I think Sender 2 is 8 years old.
Right?
But you won't come at that time.
Okay.
When you are Sender 4, but you can get the
pleasure, yeah. Pleasure, yeah.
Yeah, you'll feel high, lah. Okay, you'll feel very high.
Okay. Oh no, sorry, Ro. That you will. But can you get a boner? Can you like get a hot on?
No.
Oh,
that time no.
So
no, the dick is very small.
Okay. Okay. So, So did was I mean it was exciting, it was, you know, curiosity that brought you there. Mm-hmm. How I mean, I just want to find out, because I kind of miss out a lot on that, and I want to know, is it maybe easier? Because you are younger than me. You are, what, 10? Mm-hmm. Are you 10 years younger than me, about?
I'm 27.
27, so I'm
37.
I'm 35.
You're 40,
so.
Right?
No, shut up, you asshole. Anyway. Anyway, but yeah, here's the thing. I think it's... it's good that people explore, I think. You have to be saved, but I think it's, in a way, you at least you are comfortable to the point where you are able to explore. And if, you know, if that's not something you would like, then obviously you're not going to do that. But yeah, that's very interesting. So let's talk about how is it in a conservative country? How do gay people live in a conservative country as like Malaysia? You know, we have...
No, as I said...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, as I said, most of us, we hide ourselves.
Uh-huh. So you just simply don't talk about it, right?
Yeah.
And then you use
codes
like PLU.
You won't go and tell people that you are PLU.
Right. Mm-hmm. I wonder if any of the old-time gays in America would... what is it? Is this what John talks about all the time on Penang Hokkien? I talk about a lot of stuff in Penang Hokkien. I talk about Kulu Toka Gui Tong the Kul Tiao Gui Tong the Toka. Anyway, what was I gonna say? Oh, I forgot what I was gonna say. Let me go back to my. I have a little notesy thingy. Is it possible to come out in Malaysia? Like, do you know anybody in Malaysia who is public about their sexuality? I know Ouyang something. Ouyang Chen Feng.
Ouyang. That one, Ouyang Chen Feng is
but he's
a priest or something, is it?
Yeah, he's a pastor. Yeah, he's a
pastor.
Yeah. And he is...
I think that is just an example, but for normal people, I don't think we're going to tell people that we are gay.
Unless you are other PLUs, unless you are the gay.
Yeah. So actually, we have our group of friends.
Let's explain. I think I look in the chat room again. Scott ask what the hell is PLU? Okay, let's talk about that. PLU is people like us, or it could be what? Price
look
check.
Up.
Price look up. No, it's people like us. So yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, we have to keep repeating because it's a term that everybody's familiar with in Malaysia if you are gay. Hey, how? So okay, let me ask you. Now suddenly I turned into very Malaysian. Now how do you learn about the terminology PLU if you grew up and you never had any gay friends or never know that you have any gay friends?
We can. Okay, I know this term from IRC.
Oh, like chat room.
Oh. Yeah, IRC chat room.
So in a way,
I saw from the website. I saw it from the website. There is a website very popular, very famous. I think last few years.
Uh-huh.
It's called Gay Penang.
Oh, let me go take a look.
Gay Penang, a website. I don't think they still have it.
Oh, GayPenang.com or what?
Yeah, gaypenang.com. And from there, I know this term.
But what about, where do you get the, you know, like the gay and all that? I mean, where do you get it from online too? I mean, let's say if you're in a country, in a family that you never talk about gay people, then you simply might not even hear about it until much later, right?
Yeah, I go online.
So on internet actually helped.
Yeah, I think now most of the youngsters they find friends from the internet.
Okay.
So that's why the number is increasing, because there is a place for them to know friends.
Right, like socialize online.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Now
and then
Yeah.
And then now. all of the youngsters, and then all of the youngsters now they know how to use computer, right. And the computer now is very popular. So that is the reason, I think.
Okay, well, let me tell you this. I'm gonna take a leak. I have to go to pee. While we're talking about sex, so why don't I play a song called "Doujiang Youtiao"?
Doujiang Youtiao. Disgusting, you know.
We'll be right back. Listen to this song for a little bit. I'm going to go take a quick break, and we'll have Galazimo take a quick break as well. I'm going to take a sip of water and as well as going to the bathroom. So if you're listening to this, you're listening to "Doujiang Youtiao" by Lin Junjie. Take a listen, and then I'll be right back, okay? Talk to you later. 是纯白的浪漫，望着你可爱脸蛋和你纯真的模样，我傻傻对你笑，是你忧愁解药。你说我就像油条，很简单却很美好。我知道你和我就像是豆浆油条，要一起吃下去，味道才会是最好。你需要我的傻笑，我需要你的拥抱，爱情就是要这样，它才不会单调。知道有时候也需要吵吵闹闹，但始终也知道只有你对我最好。豆浆离不开油条，让我爱你爱到老，爱情就是要这样，它才幸福美好。我知道都知道，你知道你都知道，you did not miss much, Mikey Pot. Welcome back to online. I went to pee. That's what you were missing. Okay, let's bring our co-host back. Galazimo, are you there? Oh, Galazimo is taking... Oh, yeah, I turned off his microphone. Sorry, are you back? Okay, good.
Yeah.
Let's see. Do you have a pretty solid group of... PLU friends, gay friends around you?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good. Do you think it was through the internet also that you find all this?
I found them from internet, and one he is my friend.
Okay.
From secondary school.
Who? Oh, the friend from
secondary
same year
school.
Or that the secondary school from the not your neighbor,
not my neighbor.
Do you know where your neighbor is now?
I don't know. Disappeared,
huh? Isn't it interesting? Yeah. Sometimes we'll probably like run into him, and he's probably married and everything.
I think so. Actually, I think he is something like just to explore.
Okay.
Maybe he is curious,
right,
about sex,
and then he didn't have the opportunity to do other girls or whatever. Maybe who knows? He might be gay.
Maybe he is a bisexual.
Yeah, maybe he's bisexual. That's actually it's a good topic to talk about. I think bisexuality is something that we gloss over very quickly by most people, either by the gay community as well as the straight community. If you are not gay, you are automatically straight to a lot of people. And what about bisexuality? And even within the gay community, we're quite harsh toward bisexual counterparts of ours. Because what do you think about bisexuality, Galazimo? I mean, what is your experience with that? And also, we can also talk about why gay people sometimes give bisexuals this sign of, he's just not ready to come out yet. What do you think about bisexuality?
Bisexual, I came across with a few married guy before.
Oh, Freddy. Freddy is bi. Freddy is bisexual in the chat room.
I think some of them, they are because they become a bisexual because I think maybe the family pressure. They want, you know, for Chinese family, we want the guys to get married.
Yes.
So that is why they.
There's like a set of expectations that you have to do, mm-hmm. right?
Why not I speak in Cantonese and you please.
Okay, sure, okay? Go ahead. No,
it's
go ahead.
Easier for me. Okay, 我覺得呢,佢哋結婚呢係因為家庭嘅問題,所以佢哋一定要去鍾意女仔。佢逼佢哋自己去鍾意女仔,好多人都係咁樣。
不過未必係雙性戀嘅話,咁樣講。
是啦,未必是雙性戀,
but okay, so what he was saying that because of the pressure of the traditional Asian family that you have to get married, and therefore even if they are a homosexual or PLU, they would choose to go find another second life living as a so-called straight life, and therefore bisexual, but being bisexuals. But you know, I'm mostly talking about, because I think you if you, I don't want to say it for Galazimo, but for myself, if you force me to live against my will as a straight man, I can probably perform like 20% of the time. but that's not the way I, you know, that's not what pride is all about. That's not living the life that you truly want to in your heart. And so I wouldn't consider them bisexuals per se. I would consider them as a not completely open or out gay men rather than bisexuals. But there are true bisexuals. There are true bisexuals who are, you know, honestly are interested in both men and women sexual orientation wise.
But usually they will choose to 即係同女仔一齊生活咯。
Okay. He said that they will still live their life with another woman if you're a man. Why?
因為都話係OK,即係華人傳統嘅思想嘛,呢啲係叫做
traditional thinking of the Chinese family just make you go into that way. So essentially, I was just going to talk about that. As not only in Asia too, I want to talk about that here in America too, is that if you are a bisexual, it's a lot easier if you have a wife, and then people presume and assume that you are straight. We are not going to go into the whole, you know, marriage and being monogamous and all that, but just merely talking about a bisexual relationship and still having the needs of you know, having sex with the other gender. For instance, if you're married to a woman, if you're a man married to a woman, and then you crave having sex with men. We're not going to talk about the whole monogamy or that sort of stuff, but just merely talking about sex-wise. So it's very likely that there are married and, you know, some, you know, honestly in love couples who may still want to have sex with men because they simply just have the desire, correct? Galazimo.
But I mean, the meanwhile, he also hope that he can have a boyfriend.
Oh, he wants both. Now, does he want both just to have sex, or does he actually, like, you know, fall in love with somebody?
Fall in love with guys. He hope that he can fall in love with guys.
Okay. Now, here's the question part comes up. Mm-mm. There will be people who are like that, who are genuinely also in love and physically attracted to women, who also is equally as attracted to men themselves. So, but there are also people, like what you were saying, because of traditional requirements, the prerequisite mm-hmm. in the Chinese family, mm-hmm. where you have to get married and therefore force themselves to get married. The consequences of that is it's kind of brutal. Not so much to the person who choose to have a second life, which is probably fake because they're not genuinely love, or really am attracted to women. They just do that for selfish reason, to get away from the nagging parents or to get away from the social stigma of that you are 35 and you are still not married. Why are you not married yet? So it's selfish. And I think it hurts the women. And I dated a girl for a few months. Even if you don't believe me, yes, I did date a girl for several months. We did not have sex, though. We did not have sex.
So we're both in love.
I was not in love. I don't think I was in love. I was...
Yes.
There is definitely a connection. And I'm happy to say that even until today, I am still friends with her and we still are on good terms. But there was a period of time where she was confused. And I think from that experience, that sort of made me learn about how crucial it is to be yourself. Again, falling into the whole pride idea about being yourself, honestly being yourself, and not do or take actions that in turn can hurt another person. Now, when you have children, you also, which we learned, by the way, newsflash, Archer's father is gay. We just learned that last night. Apparently, that was like the big revelation of last night. So, there are situations, I don't know whether it's all genetic, but, you know, mm-hmm. there will be parents who got married and have children. But unless you know how to deal with that, and we know several of my friends, actually some podcasting friends of ours who also have children, it mm-hmm. may complicate things for kids. And not to say that gay parents should not have children, but if you have children with a mother, a female, just because you want to hide that you are gay, I think that motivation can be a complicated situation for people to deal with. Do you have many friends, or what is your experience, Galazimo, about being, living these two lives? And we really have about 3 minutes, and I'm going to play the closing song. But we do have another hour, but the next hour we will probably take phone calls or something. We'll find out. But mm-hmm. go ahead. What do you think about this? Do you see a lot of that in Malaysia?
That I met.
Like, you know, having two lives, you know, you're married and then you're still going.
Oh, okay.
Not so much shut up people's mouth and then go on and have a second life.
I think I have quite a lot of, I just having sex with them, like, honestly.
You're just a slut, yeah.
Okay, and I think four or five married guys.
Okay, the ones that you know. Do you think they are honestly bisexual, or do you think they just want to hide your personal experience?
They just, no, some of them, they just looking for sex with guys. Uh-huh. And some of them, they really like,
Okay. So it's like they don't involve in relationship per se, like they just it's like a fuck buddy. Excuse the language.
No. 即係都係仲同你做朋友咯咁樣. Making you a friend when they come to Penang and then they will visit you. Just a friend.
Right. Mm-hmm. And there are people who will be honestly, genuinely bisexual, and there will also be guys who are just trying to hide. I think that's pretty common, not only in Asia, but here as well. I personally think, this is my personal opinion, you can object to that, but I personally think there are actually more gay people they're more bisexuals men than we think. I think there are more people out there who are bisexuals who are married, but secretly have that desire, I think.
That no, I have an experience with my friends. Actually, he is normal guy. At first, he's straight. 咁之後，我又去影響佢變成呢個PLU. So some people they are bisexual, 不過係佢哋唔敢去即係嘗試同男仔發展
She's like, oh Jesus, what was that? that was my reminder that the hour is up. So anyway, hang tight. I will finish up the show for this hour, and there's another hour coming up. So don't go anywhere, ladies and gentle whores. And thank you so much for joining me, Galazimo. But for the live show, you have another hour. But I'm just recording this for the archive purposes. So hang tight. And if you want to find out more about the show, onlinepodcast.com, you can leave me a comment as well, 206-338-ONG9, O-N-G-9. And online@gmail.com if you want to email me. And until next week for the podcast, don't forget to smile, girls.